Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, Ann Graham Lutz, she is the daughter of Billy Graham. An amazing testimony. If you haven't heard her testimony, we have it for you on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. But I believe that she is the leader now, or the president, or heading up the National Day of Prayer. And she just spoke just recently talking about, you know, just now words about what happens if the church doesn't wake up. And really, it's amazing that, you know, people did not think the Titanic was going to sink until it was the unsinkable ship.
Until it started to sink.
Yeah, and they actually played the violin music to calm people down as they were going to the end of things. And, you know, it's not until it is. But what God tells us prophetically, something that's going to happen so we can prepare for it. I'm not saying America's going down, but America's about to go through some very difficult times, especially if the church doesn't wake up. And if you're a Christian, you're the church. We're not talking about a building somewhere. We're not talking about a 501c3 corporation. We're not talking about a denomination. We're talking about you as a believer waking up. As a matter of fact, let's go there now as Ann Graham Lutz is telling us this very thing. Take a look.
I think one of the things that I challenge Christians to do is to look at their culture, look at the people around them, not only their neighbors and people their children go to school with, where they work in our nation, and then read God's word and connect what they see in the people around them with the word of God and the promises that God gives. And our nation right now, there are a lot of people who are angry, filled with fear, apprehension. They're confused. They don't know what's going on. But we have the answer, and the answer is Jesus. The answer is a personal relationship with God and growing and developing that relationship so we stand firm in our faith. And so I would encourage Christians to pray, to spend time with God. And then, as I did the pastors this morning, I challenged them to pray and to preach the gospel, or to lay on your heart what he's wanting you to pray for. But I'm praying for our churches to wake up. I'm praying for revival. I'm not sure that we're going to live to see the kind of revival we are long for, but we can see individual revival, personal revival, as people give their hearts to Christ. And then I pray the Lord will come back and receive us to himself. But before that time, I want to be strong. I want to stand firm for the truth, and I don't want to compromise. And, you know, it can be costly, but that's okay. So we want to be found faithful when he returns.
That is so true. I mean, she's just a beautiful lady, and her testimony is beautiful. Our testimony is the same, is that we're sinners walking along lost, and God called our name. I mean, we found out about Jesus, and we said, Lord, I want to make you the Lord of my life. And at that point, when we say, Lord, I want you to be the Lord of my life, and we ask God to forgive us of our sins and just begin to walk with him, I mean, he forgives us.
Yes,
and he doesn't remember. It's not like you didn't do anything wrong. It's the fact that he forgave us for the wrong that we've done. And then he gives us a grace to be able to walk with him and to be his disciple. And I want to encourage you that one way to do that, because there's a lot of things being taught right now that's just not accurate. And what you do is just go back to the red letters in the Bible and read what Jesus said. And one specific thing he said was, it's time to be a disciple. He didn't tell us to build buildings. He didn't tell us to build companies. He told us to go and tell people about this good news, that he loves us and he has a plan for us and he would forgive us. And if we make him the Lord of our life, then he will bring us into the family, but then to make disciples of those who believe, you know. And so discipleship is so important, and it's not what a lot of people say it is. It's really about you learning how to do what Jesus did, learning how to love God and to love Jesus the way the Father loves Jesus, and to be able to share that love with others. And we have that available for you. I mean, it's time to get serious.
Yeah.
Time is limited. Some of the things we're going to share with you in our next program, and we're seeing a prophecy being fulfilled, something the Lord revealed to me in a night vision in December. A few days later, it came manifested, but now we're seeing it in the political cycle today. And so I don't know how much time we have left before these things come to the point where it gets so rocky it's hard to do. What do you need to do? You need to go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You probably can see that. I don't know on your screen. And you need to go to Emmaus Road Discipleship and decide how you want to be able to take a path for discipleship. The best way, I would say, is to become a member of Vine Fellowship Network and go down Emmaus Road. Your life, just in the next 6 months, just commit your life to begin to say, you know, I'm going to go down Emmaus Road. And just like the disciples walked with Jesus, and he was talking to them, and they were on the Emmaus Road, the road to Emmaus, their hearts begin to burn with him. What will happen when you begin to walk down Emmaus Road? Your heart will begin to burn. God's going to begin to speak to you. Life's going to begin to make sense to you. And you're going to find out that God will work with you, confirming his words. And it starts out in a beautiful way, and it ends up in an awesome way with you being activated as a Christian, as a believer, as someone who God sends out into the world to be the light of the world.
Amen.
And I'm encouraged. If you haven't yet made that choice, if you can't find a place to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, Emmaus Road is for you. It's vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
You know, I'm even encouraged as you're talking about this, is some of the testimonies that we're even hearing now is that people that are going through Emmaus Road, they're even seeing the gift of all the, this precious opportunity that they have, and they're in tears just looking at it. And I even just, you know, anybody can remember as a child, you know, when dad says, clean your room. They're gone. He says, I expect your room to be clean before I came home. That's the one thing.
Go figure.
Yeah, the one thing he says to do. And it's like, there's going to be a day that Jesus is going to return, and he's going to expect to say, okay, this is what I told you to do. And it's like, we can take this moment now and begin to walk through Emmaus Road to become a disciple in order to make disciples. Because if we're not a disciple, how can we make disciples in the first place?
And what's so cool about Emmaus Road when we're talking about it is that it's just you, God, and Emmaus Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have people that will help you if you want help on that road. But you, at your own pace, can begin to grow in the knowledge of God. And it's like climbing a mountain. Mm-hmm. When you get this revelation in God and what he says in his word, and you lock that in, it's like climbing to the next level of the mountain. It's like increasing your height and increasing your height. The next thing you know, you're solid on this mountain of God. And on this mountain of God, if you would, in that analogy, you're able to help other people, because now you're actually getting above the spiritual fray that's going on and the captivity that's happening in man's life, because Jesus said, I come to set men free.
Mm-hmm.
And we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. And God has called his people and given us the authority to go out in his name to be able to deal with that which is oppressing folks.
Yeah.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.